That's the thing, the character of this team is really coming together. You know, instead of, you know, separating and pointing fingers, we put that aside and just put all our egos aside and just come together as a team and realizing that, you know, we do have a special unit if we put all our talents together instead of against each other. And, you know, it took us a long time to finally, you know, get that, but I think now we got it and we understand the importance of how much easier it is for us to be able to be successful by doing that. And there's still a lot of season left for us to really get some momentum going into the playoffs, and that's what we're trying to do right now. We finally have chemistry, you know, we have some togetherness. You see guys smiling, you see guys holding each other accountable. You know, we're not out there rolling eyes towards one another when a mistake is being made. You know, now we're just, you know, really being positive, and somebody gets on somebody, you know, we take it and then we move on. So togetherness has been, I think, the biggest improvement now that we have, instead of things that have been going on the first 2 months of the season and midway through the season. So and that's important, especially for us, you know, because it's been a lot of mistakes out there. And yeah, on the court, but yeah, of course. I mean, big fella's been playing phenomenally since setting screens. You know, he's been aggressive when it's time to receive the ball in the paint. You know, and Kobe's, you know, he's been Kobe. So it's just good that we finally, you know, the main reason why we're going to have success. Those two guys have the type of chemistry that they've been showing of late, you know, and they are our two superstars, and as they go, we go, and we just follow suit. So it's good to see that, you know, playing off each other. Dwight has been doing the things that we expect out of him, and, you know, Kobe, you know, that's self-explanatory itself, but, you know, this point of the season is what we really need from those two. And they have been phenomenally well as far as doing their parts and leading us on the court. And that's all you can ask for right about now.
Antoine, a quick one on Dwight going back to Orlando. You guys mess around with him at all about going back
there?
Yeah,
I think today has probably been the first day that we start, you know, joking with him a little bit. But, you know, it's going to be tough. You know, it's going to be of course, a lot of people that's going to, you know, appreciate the things that he's done for them, and a lot of people may not. You know, I was in Cleveland when LeBron came back, and I know how tough it can be, but I don't think it would be that tough or that nasty. But, you know, this has probably been the most talk about story the last, you know, 2 years or whatever. So,
you don't think it's going to be as tough and as nasty?
Huh?
You don't think it's
going to
be as bad as it was in Cleveland?
Nah. I don't foresee that, you know. And Dwight's a good guy. It's a business. And I think when LeBron did it, it's the first time it happened. And now it's, you know. Yeah, you know. But for him, his biggest thing is just go out there, have fun, expect it. But today, you know, it's probably – we seen some on the internet that was making fun of him, and we kind of joked about it a little bit. But, you know, we're going to have his back. You know, we're going to be there to support him and make sure that we make it as easy as possible for him to go out there and perform.